It's me. Who else would it be? Hello, this is your host Chantal. Welcome to She Gets It Pod, season 25, a podcast about how to be present in the now and how to be better while you do it. Okay, to keep up to date with what's coming and what's going on with me, be sure to follow me on Instagram at She Gets It Pod and on Twitter at Shambi Podden. The season 25 represents harmony, balance, and finding your equilibrium. Okay? Things that make sense, all right? Grace upon grace for the right things, starting anew, new beginnings, and that's what I want. What's new, what's better, and what's needed for me. I want you to do the same for you. So if that's what you want, continue to listen because I got a new episode for you. Play it! Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Great. All right, so I'm taking a personal day today. Currently waiting for this Mortal Kombat game to upload on the Xbox because I want to play it today. Going to the gym, I showered, and I'm just like, well, while I'm waiting, because I didn't think it was going to take this long, I'll do some episodes. All right, so what do we want to talk about? Let's talk about the one I have in my hand, healthy hair myths, okay? Because you can't really ask just anybody how to take care of your hair that doesn't know how to take care of your type of hair. You can't. And now I'm speaking to people of my culture. No shade. Okay. I am American raised here, but culturally, my family is from the islands, Jamaica to be exact. My hair is what they would call, what is my hair? Is it 4C? I don't know. It's very thick. It's curly. When I go to the Dominicans to get it silk press, it's very straight. It doesn't curl up. It'll keep a curl, but my scalp gets really dry in the winter, so I have to completely change all of my conditioners and shampoos in the winter. My hair butters have to change, and it is tea moisture, okay? So I got my hair silk press about a week and a half ago. It lasted a week and a half, and then I wanted to wash it, and I wasn't going to get it straightened again, so I just washed it, and I deep conditioned it. My hair does what it needs to do better when it's deep conditioned. When it's not deep conditioned, if it's not moisturized on the inside, it's not going to do what it needs to do on the outside, if that makes sense. So I think the main thing is knowing your hair type and knowing what your hair needs. My hair texture, I don't have a problem with it. The only time I've ever had a problem with my hair texture was when I was pregnant. When people tell you, oh, you're going to love pregnancy, your hair's going to grow so fast, bullshit. In pregnancy, your hair is going to do different things. Some people's hair in pregnancy gets worse. Some people's hair in pregnancy gets way better, okay? In my case, in both of my pregnancies, my hair got worse. My hair was very coarse. In my pregnancy, I didn't like it touching me. I kept it wrapped up most of the time. I remember at the first trimester, I got braids. They were $200. I went all the way to Brooklyn to have them African girls braid my hair. Them shit stayed in for 4 days because my hair, my scalp felt like it was on fire. And I thought it was the braids. I took out the braids, my hair, my head still felt like that. You know what it was? It was the motherfucking hormones from that fucking pregnancy. Honest, to be exact. So it had nothing to do with the hair, so I wasted $200. 10 out of 10 would not recommend, okay? So if you are pregnant, good luck to what your hair is going to do. Some people's hair during pregnancy comes out. Some people just cut all their hair off during pregnancy. Listen, pregnancy is like putting your body into prison. And be like, you can come out in 9 months. And when you come out in 9 months, it will never be the same. That is what pregnancy is. So do what you will, okay? Don't come for me if I say something or I tell you about a product that does not work for you, okay? Our hair is not the same, okay? Take what I say with a grain of salt. I am not a cosmetologist. I do not do hair. I do my hair. I do my daughter's hair. And they're both at a point now where they don't want me doing their hair, which I am completely fine with because I have cut my hair about 6 times in my life, been to the barbershop with the type of haircuts I've had. I've had my hair every way imaginable except in locks. And that's only because I cannot commit and it's very expensive, okay? A lot of why most hair on people won't grow is based upon their diet, their health, and their habits. Fight with your mom, not with me. And this is why I'm doing this episode, because I know sometimes people see my hair and they have hella questions. And this is where I just give you the in that I have. And if I don't mention something, it's because I don't know of it. Okay, I'm not saying that what you know of that works doesn't work. I'm just saying if I don't mention it, I don't know of it. Okay. Some oils that I do use often: rosemary oil, almond oil, castor oil, jojoba oil. Okay, that's one that starts with a J that y'all struggle with. Okay. I do not use them on my scalp. I use them on the ends of my hair. Some of the ends of my hair is not dry. I am not a woman that is scared to cut her hair either. So if my hair needs a trim, do what you need to do. If I want to trim my hair, I'm going to do that shit at home. Okay. My hair just feels better when it's trimmed. My hair looks better when it's trimmed. I'd hate to see split ends on someone with beautiful hair because I'm just like, your hair will feel and look 10 times better if you just trim your ends. So let's get into the hair myths. Let's get into the truth. Let's give you some tips. And let's get you up out of here. This thing is still loading up this fucking game. Back in the day, PlayStation, you have a CD, you put that hoe in, and you start playing. Why do I have to use this shit with the CD? And it's taking damn near 40 minutes to upload. Anyway, at least I get to do this. All right. So, first and foremost, if you want your hair to grow and if you want your hair to be healthy and your skin, drink more water. Drink coconut water. Coconut water is naturally hydrating to your body. It's great for before the gym, after the gym, during the gym. Preferably, I like it super cold. I cannot drink room temperature coconut water, okay? I get my coconut water from the farmer's market and always look for the coconut water that does not have sugar added to it because a lot of them has sugar added to it. As far as drinking water, I drink natural spring water. Not water with electrolytes added, not water with extra minerals and magnesium added to it. Just natural spring water. Okay, preferably in a glass bottle. But if you live somewhere where the demographic is not mostly white, you're going to have a harder time finding glass bottle water. Just saying, these are the facts. Iron helps your hair grow. Zinc helps your hair grow. So if you want your hair to be growing, you need to be eating things that have high iron in it. Greens, vegetables, and fruits, okay? You can't be eating hot fries all the time and greasy foods and junk and bullshit and being like, my hair just won't grow. Your hair won't grow because there's nothing for your hair to feed off of out your body, okay? Regular myths, regular trims help, but it isn't a guarantee that it's going to make your hair grow. That is true, okay? You want to make sure your body is rich in protein, healthy fats, omega-3s, B vitamins. Your body is hydrated. You do scalp massages. You clean your scalp. And you do trims. Okay? All of these things are going to help your hair grow. As far as, do you oil your scalp? I moisturize my scalp. I'm not going to say that I oil my scalp. There's a hair cream that my mom swears by and I swear by. Since I was a little girl, she's been using this hair oil on my hair. It's called Palmer's Hair Success. It's not greasy. It's not hella oily, but it's moisturizing. It's lightweight. It smells good and it makes your scalp feel great. And I will say, does it help your hair grow? I've had long hair since I was a little girl. I would say yes. So you could find it in the small jar, which is a 3.5 ounce. And I think the big jar is like a 7.5 ounce. You could find it at most beauty supply stores, but all beauty supply stores do not sell it. The big jar right now, I think, is $12. The smaller jar right now, I think, is $7 because of inflation. Okay. But it works. It lasts a long time. And that's what I regularly use to moisturize my scalp. When you put oil directly on your scalp, depending on the oil and how often, it'll start clogging your hair follicles. And then that's not going to help you long term. But oil the ends of your hair at night. Wrap your hair. Cover your hair in a satin hair scarf. Okay? Use oil in your hair in moderation. Like I said, it will hydrate if you use it correctly on your hair, not directly on your scalp all the time. Do it about 2 to 3 times a week. Okay? Regulate your sleep. Getting proper rest does so much for your hair health and your body health. So get proper rest. Cover and protect your hair with a silk scarf.
Ooh, what y'all talking about? What y'all talking about? Put me in, put me in. Oh, okay, okay. Maybe next time, maybe next time. Yep. Y'all know I'm Drake, be Drake with everything culture. The podcast for all cultures, the podcast with a purpose. Our mission statement comes from the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which is, he believed that men hate each other because they fear each other. They fear each other because they don't know each other. They don't know each other because of segregation. And because of segregation, we have miscommunication. So we created this podcast and platform and the pillars of respect, communication, and consistency so we can get to know each other, so we can love one another. And I'm going to respect y'all conversation. But whenever y'all find time, come holler at us too. We'll love to continue the conversation and spark new ideas and new visions and new perspectives. Y'all have a great one. Peace.
Or a bonnet. Cover your hair when you go shower. Wear a shower cap. My hair cannot be washed every fucking day. Okay? Anya's hair cannot be washed every day. It'll get dry. Anya's hair has to be moisturized daily. Aria's hair, I feel like Aria could get away with washing her hair at least 3 times a week because of the type of hair she has. Her hair is very lightweight, it's thin. Her grandmother, her great-grandmother is a white woman. So her hair type is just easier to deal with. But she does have the type of hair where if it's not braided and covered, is going to be bushy in the morning. If you straighten it tonight and you wrap it, she's going to wake up with waves in her hair because her hair is trying to fight to get the curls back. Okay? That's the type of hair she has. Using a hydrating shampoo and conditioner in your hair helps your hair? Yes. I always go for a hydrating shampoo or conditioner. I don't go for a shampoo or a conditioner that will thicken my hair because my hair is already thick. I don't go for one that gives me volume because my hair already has that. I don't go for one that's like with keratin in it. I don't do that. I need it to be hydrating. So I am team leave-in. So pattern leave-in is good. Kuwad Curl Quencher is good. Innersense Organic Hydrating Cream Conditioner is good. Conditioner is for your hair, not your scalp. So when you're putting conditioner in your hair, you shouldn't be rubbing it into your scalp. You should just be focusing on the hair, all the way down to the ends, preferably detangling it in the shower when you wash your hair with a wide tooth comb. Okay? I wrote a song on here. I think I downloaded it. I will do that from time to time. I will write down songs on pieces of paper so I can go into Apple and download it. The Redken All Soft conditioner or shampoo I buy. You can find it on Amazon.com. A lot of stores don't carry it. It works really well. You have to know the porosity of your hair, okay? If your hair is low porosity, your hair is going to float to the top of a glass of water. If your hair is medium porosity, it's going to float in the middle of that glass of water. And if your hair is high porosity, it's going to be down at the bottom of that glass of water. Okay? That is how you know. If your hair is low porosity, you need to be deep conditioning your hair. Hydrate your hair. Looking for sulfate-free shampoos and conditioners. It will allow you to have less buildup when it comes to your hair, okay? Do not do excessive brushing, okay? You're going to break off your hair and your hair is going to be super frizzy. Is coconut oil good for low porosity hair? I will say no, because it's going to be a lot of grease buildup and it's going to block moisture that your hair needs, okay? Overcoloring your hair is damaging? No, it's not if the right person does it. Overcoloring your hair with the right replenishing and conditioning products is fine. But I will say this. When I see women bleach their hair really harshly, I don't care how well that hairdresser does it, I could tell that their hair is struggling to keep moisture. Unless it's like really short or it's like a pixie cut. But if it's like medium length or longer, their hair just looks like it's been through hell. Okay, so I know for me, I would never platinum dye my hair unless my hair was like really short and a pixie cut. And then try to straighten it. I'm not doing that, okay? I will do like browns. I will do even like a copper color. I want to do a copper color in my hair in the summer and get some braids. I will do black. I always like dye my hair black. My natural hair color is like a dusty brown that doesn't look like alive, and I don't like it. So when I see my hair getting too close to like my natural color, I dye it jet black, either blue black or jet black, but it's gonna be black. Okay. My hair type does not need conditioner. Yes, the fuck it does. Okay. You want to use microfiber towels to dry your hair, wide tooth combs to detangle your hair, and always put a leave-in in your hair. That way your hair can prepare itself for whatever you're going to do as far as like styling it. Okay. What else? Hair loss comes from you not taking care of yourself. You're not taking care of yourself. There's a lot of women who refuse to get regular trims and wonder why their hair won't grow. There's a lot of people who don't take time in between getting braids put in their hair and deep conditioning their hair and trimming their hair and treating their hair properly. And so over time, yes, your hair is going to come out. Over time, yes, your hair is not going to be in its best position in between you getting your hair done. I also need women to also think about like constant lace fronts and what that's doing to like the root of your hair, the front of your hair, your edges, the type of glue that you're putting in your hair or on your scalp. A healthy hair scalp grows hair. Okay, trim ends so your healthy hair has somewhere to continue to grow. If you don't trim your ends, your healthy hair has nowhere to go. So I would check out a lot of the product that I mentioned here. I would also make sure you are washing your hair in the time frame of what your type hair needs, okay? Don't wash your hair every day. Don't put a lot of gel in your hair every day. Don't put your hair in the same style too often because it's not healthy. So I know a lot of people love to do like a low ponytail or a high ponytail or just putting their hair in a bun all the time. Eventually, your edges are going to hate you. Eventually, your hair is going to start thinning. And eventually, that one time or those few times during the year where you want to wear your hair down, half of your hair up to the middle part is going to be breaking off because that's usually the hair that's tied up in a ponytail. Okay? So, if you want your hair to be overall healthy, switch up your look a lot. Okay? Not switch up your look a lot where you just get a braid down and you put constant, you know, synthetic hair in your hair or you get a lace front or you don't have to do all of that. But play with different styles in your hair where your hair can be high.
Hey, this is Juice. Thanks for checking out this podcast episode. You can also check out my podcast, Chilling with Juice, dropped every single week. Every Friday. Don't miss it.
Hydrated, moisturized, and left alone. The less you tamper with your hair, the better your hair will feel and be. What else? I think that is it. Do I take hair vitamins? I take collagen. I put collagen powder in my pancakes, in my oatmeal, in my smoothie. I drink liquid collagen, and I do that probably 2 to 3 times a week. I drink a lot of water. I am queen, put me to sleep. So I do have a good stash of melatonin. I have a silk scarf. I have a silk pillowcase that I wear when I don't think my hair is going to stay in the scarf. I try to cover my hair as much as possible. When I do get my hair straightened, I will take at least 2 months in between me getting my hair straightened or more to ever do it again. I don't get my hair straightened very often, but when I do, I try to go ahead and stretch it out as long as I can. But I will say this, with me going to the gym, it is hard to keep straight hair straight. So preferably, I try to get my hair straight when I know it's going to be like that week where I have to go to the office and I'm not going to have time for the gym. So that's more so the time frame where I'll get my hair done and I'll get it straightened. But for the most part, I'm cool with my hair being out. I'm cool with my hair being in a ponytail. I'm cool with my hair being in bantu knots. I'm completely okay with my hair being in a low ponytail under a hat. It's not really a big deal to me. I've never been that woman that I need to go to the hairdresser at least 2 or 3 times a month. I don't want to touch my hair. I don't want to buy products for my hair. I don't want to worry about healthy hair. No, I want to worry about healthy hair because it's very important for me as a mom to be an example to my daughters of how to take care of themselves. And so I don't want my daughters to think that their hair is not good enough or they can't do anything with their hair that they like when you can, because you see me do different things with my hair. And I still wear my natural hair out and I'm not trying to hide it from anybody. I think that's the saddest thing to see black boys and girls try to hide their hair from people or change their hair so it can look like some other ethnicities. I think black people have such a variety of hair types that we should be excited about the type of hair that we have. Because I know that you've seen those Asian barbers and cosmetologists doing all of these straws and the gels and the heat and just trying to make their hair look like black people's hair. Trying to put curls in their hair, trying to have a thick, full beard, how a black man has a thick, full beard. They love us. They love us. They love how we can switch it up. They love how beautiful we look. They love our features. They love how our bodies look. But even though they don't say it verbally or they don't treat us like they love us, I think Asian people just love Black culture, period. Even like some Anglo-Saxon people love Black people, but they feel like, oh, we can't let them know that we love them, so we gotta kind of like keep it on low. I feel like that a lot of times when it comes to us. But take care of your hair. Please unlearn what you need to unlearn. Do not be straightening your hair every day. And if your hair doesn't feel good, start to change your diet. If your hair is not as healthy as it needs to be, increase your water intake. But a lot of times, I would rather start naturally to help my hair than to get a pill and take something for my hair or to put on a wig. I've never worn a wig in my life. I think I have a wig in the house. Never worn it. I got it for Halloween. Never put it on, okay? The idea of something else sitting on my head that is not mine irritates me. The only time that I have had hair in my head that is not mine is when I get my hair braided and I get feed-ins. That's about it. And even with that, I have to get my hair pre-washed and stretched from a certain brand when I get my hair braided because my scalp is so irritated by the hair that they have at the shop. So other than that, that is my episode. Thank you so much for listening to She Gets a Pod. I know the men was just like, oh, this is for the ladies. This is for you too. I think there's a lot of men that have beautiful hair that don't know how to take care of it. I think men have better eyebrows than women. So as long as, again, your diet is great, I think your hair will be great. Okay, but take care of yourself. Thank you so much for listening to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan, and that's a wrap. That's a wrap.